Okay, Karen, the recording is now started, and if you could, start your share, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Gemma. Hi, everyone. I'm Karen, and I'm an alcoholic and compulsive overeater. And it's great to be here to do the chair tonight on We Agnostics. It's a great topic for me to talk about. Just probably to identify and get into the room and how I got into doing the BBA process. So I've been in recovery from alcohol for almost 22 years and just over 3.5 years abstinent with food obsession. And for me, my recovery was what I thought was always good until probably obviously something right because my food took over. And I started to compulsively overeat. And I would have moments of being happy, not happy. And then last year, the end of last year, I was really angry and back in my anger, which for me is one of my emotions that has been with me since I was a child. And that feeling of, not being good enough and... just blaming everyone for my life. I grew up in an alcoholic home and things like that. So I, the year before, I got really angry and it was suggested, that maybe I look at doing the BBA. Someone that I know was doing it with Judith and I asked Judith and I did it and oh my God, it was the most amazing thing I've ever done. For me, it gave me just a different dimension to my recovery. And what it was it just, it gave me my more of a spiritual connection, which for me is what I realise now and actually what I've always been missing is that spiritual connection with my higher power. And so through doing the process, there was loads of things that I learned about myself. But just with this particular chapter, We Agnostics, I never grew up in a religious home. So for me, I didn't have a conception of God. And I've kind of always had a sort of a spiritual one thing about wanting to just, even though I thought when I was in my addictions, I was God, that I couldn't make the sun come up in the morning or the moon. And, so for me, that's what my higher power is and universal love, really. But how I got to having a better understanding and how my life has changed going through the big book again. And on this chapter... particularly like on page 52, the bedevilments, like my personal relationships, if I'm really angry all the time. And one of the biggest relationships that this had a great effect on for me was my relationship with my sister. And, I always wanted to have a really good relationship with my sister. And my anger just kept... me from getting really close to her and blaming. I suppose I looked at her as my kind of someone to save me, and she never did it the way I wanted her to do it. So, and having someone put an expectation on you like that, that she had no idea that I had this expectation of her, and so I would always be angry, and she could never do enough. And the bedevilments, that part with my relationships were just, I'm angry all the time and not doing anything. My relationship now with my sister after doing this process has changed. And I've had to let go, and actually she also said to me that she can't do it anymore. My anger was just driving her away. And, clearly something had to change. And what I did was I let go and could see through doing the steps last year, and this is that I had expectations on somebody that they didn't know. And also I had no connection with my higher power. I was trying to run the show. So with my relationship with my sister now, it's very different, and it's about letting go. So for me, with all of this and my agnosticism, is when I take my will back, I want my life or something, my relationship to go a particular way. And when it doesn't, I get really angry. And then I go, God, and then I push the person away, and then I go, God, please help me. And that's what my life has been like. So it's taking my will back. So that's when I get agnostic, is that I take my will back. And I don't trust the process, and that my higher power has my back. And actually, it does, you know, when I let go and stop having unrealistic expectations or having expectations of people that don't know that I have this expectation, and then I snap their head off and they have no idea. And then I get angry, and then I just want to drink, or I just want to eat. And, you know, just push down that anger. So that for me, and my relationship with my sister today is amazing. It's very different, and I don't race. She comes to me when I've let go. And, you know, it's been an amazing, you know, journey. And for me, just looking back over my addictions and what, you know, that particularly with these bedevilments is, you know, full of fear, I'm not going to get something. So what is it? So, you know, just an example in my life, you know, where I feel like, you know, I'm in my, you know, current is that my, with my work, you know, I get a job and I, you know, I don't think, you know, my boss knows the best thing to go on. And, you know, so I get these, you know, again, I have an expectation of my boss and I get angry because he doesn't do what I think he should be doing. You know, I'm, you know, the best person that he ever employed and I know what's right for his, you know, business. And actually, I don't. Well, I think I do, but, you know, it's about also my how I am with him. Just have to, you know, speak openly and honestly with him. And, you know, I do that today, and actually my relationship with my boss has really changed, and actually I don't want to be the managing director of his company. I just want to do my job really well, you know, and I don't live in fear anymore with my work and my relationship with my boss. I'm open, I'm honest. And again, when I in fear before I did this process, and even doing the steps before, but not the BBA way, I could let go of ideas and things, but not for very long. So for me, it was always that I could believe that something need, I could ask for something for help, trust it for a short time, and then when life was going well, I would take my will back. And again, it's the also just being really depressed, angry, and, you know, not happy. And again, it's that always thinking that I know what's best. Actually, I don't, because my best intentions ended up being either taking a drink or eating, you know, compulsively to suppress my feelings. And that's no way to live, because then I'm not in touch with myself. When I'm not in touch with myself, I'm not in touch with my higher power. And for me, I just needed to get that connection. So for me, it's that when I'm in my agnosticism, I'm not trusting in a higher power, and I'm not trusting that something, whatever that is for me, has got my back. But I have had such periods of great sobriety where my life is amazing, and it's because I can let go. And, you know, it's when I let go, things are great. It's just taking it back time after time after time. And the other way that I know that, you know, this process works, and particularly this, is that I'm not angry. In the last year, I have become, the only thing that I do know when I get angry is when I drive. I use that all the time as my oh gosh, if you can all relate, if you drive, I just think that everyone's out to get me. And, you know, it's when I'm connected and I do my spiritual practice every morning, connect, ask to be of service, be a really good driver, I'm amazing. And I let people in front of me that want to cut me off. And I think actually that person doesn't know that it's me driving and they don't want to ruin my day. That's how I know I'm travelling well, with my emotions and my anger and being really soft, and also just how to be of service to others with, you know, taking people through the steps, and particularly the BBA, and I find it's an amazing process. It's a way of just being much softer, and I find that I'm not angry. And that's the thing that I spent, you know, most of my life being really, really angry. And for me, I find that being able to be soft, kind, loving to anybody that I see, whether it's in a meeting, as I said, in my car, or in, you know, someone that I smile on the tube, you know, when I'm walking up the street, say hello, thank the bus driver when I get off for, you know, doing a great job, the person sweeping the street, you know, thank you, you're doing a marvellous job. Just making somebody happy and thanking them, you know, because they do a great job. And, you know, I just need to, when I am connected and really following my spiritual connection and praying and asking God, please be with me today, and how can I be of service to others with loving kindness. And that's how I get over my agnosticism, when I actually am connected. When I'm feeling and taking my power back, that's when my relationships don't work. That's when I'm angry, bitter, resentful. Someone else has got something I want. You know, I think that I know better. And actually, I know from my experience, you know, that they say, you know, drinking the poison, you know, but wanting someone else to die. When I get a resentment, what is it that, you know, that person has done to me? And usually they haven't done anything. It's just that I had an expectation of what I wanted them to do or say or be with me. And when they haven't done it, that's when I get angry and cross. And, you know, so for me, this, the we agnostics, is really important to just, you know, really connect. Either God is everything or he's nothing. I have to believe, and I know in my heart, that God is everything. Because if he's nothing, I go back to drinking. I will go back to eating. I will get angry again. And I really know from my experience, particularly this process, that I don't want to be full of fear, walking around fearful. And I know that when I ask God, please help me to not be full of fear, to walk, you know, to be of service and be kind and loving and helpful and do your will. You please direct what I'm supposed to do today, rather than me standing up there telling everyone, you know, that someone didn't do something I wanted, and the reason they didn't do it was because of blah, blah. And the reason that I do this is because I want you to, you know, listen to me and feel sorry for me. But actually, you know, that's boring. That's a story. It just makes me live in my, you know, agnosticism and not really believe that actually I have a great life today. You know, and when I look at my agnosticism in my past, I worshipped myself. As I said, you know, I thought I was God. You know, if I'm rich, you know, then I believe that I've arrived at this destination. Or if I have things in my life, you know, physical things, and, you know, I've worshipped that. And that actually doesn't make me happy. I used to think that if I had all these things, I'd be happy. Never made me happy. The only thing that truly, truly makes me happy today is when I'm connected to my higher power and when I get out of my own way and just you know, I just didn't want to live and don't want to live like I used to live. I was so angry and so horrible to be around, even when I was sober, because I would not continue to do what was suggested. And I think it's because there was something missing and just didn't get something. And I think for me, with this process that I did last year, it was really looking deep down and really looking that actually I need to get out of the way of my own delusions and allow my higher power into my life to walk with me, to show me love and compassion, and just to be a person that just wants to love people the way I would like to be loved, and not come from a place of anger, bitterness and resentment, and really just be there for other people. Because when I'm being of service, I'm actually doing what my higher power wants me to do, and great things come to me. You know, I truly believe that when I go to work and I'm of service to my boss to be the best employee, things happen for me as well. You know, I work in an industry where, you know, I see a lot of people, and, you know, I try to make people's day happy by thanking them and, you know, smiling and doing things like that. And when I get God in, I'm much nicer to be around. I am able to help other people.
Sorry for interruption. There's a remaining 5 minutes.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you, no problem. And, you know, I really love the process. It really has me connected. And look, there are days where, you know, I forget and I don't, you know, meditate for 25 minutes. I may only get 5 minutes. And, you know, someone cuts me off and, you know, I'm in my car and I get angry, but then I just stop, breathe, call someone, connect, please God, come back. And I get back, and when I do these things, I'm connected, and then I feel better. And for me, you know, I feel like, sorry, I may have gone off on a tangent, but I just know that being connected to God is what really helps me today, and I can be of service to others and not be me, 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 Karen, Karen, everything's about me. I'm bored with that story. It's an old story. You know, I always be talking about me. What this is about, and I know that this program works if I do it, and I'm out of, when I'm connected to my higher power. And, you know, can just ask, God, please just be with me, you know, my conception of what's hope. And I think I'm going to just leave it there. And I really appreciate this opportunity to share, and I hope that was okay. So thank you.
Karen, thank you very much for your share.